couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show on Talk 106.5. Good Monday morning to you. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate it. Such a Technologies text line, 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, State Representative Jennifer Fiddler in about an hour and 2 hours, our colleague at 1819 News, a hot streak of a couple of stories here. Will Blakely is with us, so make sure you stay around for that. But join us now, formerly a state representative, now the auditor, Andrew Sorrell joins us on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. I know you like to have me on at least once a month or so, and we just did this a couple weeks ago, but wanted to come on today because I just had a special announcement to make.
Yeah, well, those of you, we're kind of tracking the, charting the progress of the state auditor's office, but we're a few weeks ahead of schedule here. But yeah, the announcement you wanted to make, we'll proceed.
So I just believe Ron DeSantis is a principled conservative and a bold leader, and I think we need him to be our GOP nominee for president in 2024. I think he's the person who is most likely to win back the presidency for the Republicans. But he's also the best politician in America at implementing the Republican Party platform into public policy. He's proof that the ideas and beliefs that Republicans have are really popular with the voter base when they're implemented correctly. I used to listen to a lot of Rush Limbaugh, and Rush always said conservatism works every time it's tried. And that's true, but the problem is most Republicans don't have a spine. They don't fight as hard as Democrats do for what they believe in. But DeSantis never backs down. So for that reason, I am proud to be the first elected official in Alabama to publicly endorse Ron DeSantis and urge him to quickly enter the race for president. And I fully expect he's going to be our 2024 GOP nominee. And I want to encourage all of my fellow Alabamians to support him.
Well, difficult choices here. I would assume you had to really look at this. You could have gone Donald Trump or talk about that process.
Well, you know, speaking of Donald Trump, you probably remember this, but in 2020, I was the Donald Trump chairman to the RNC convention for the state of Alabama. So there's 50 delegates that Alabama sends to the RNC convention. I was one of the delegates, and my fellow 49 delegates elected me as chairman of the delegation to the convention. So I'm actually the guy who cast Alabama's 50 delegates' votes for Trump at the convention there in Charlotte. So I know it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows that a Trump guy like me is coming out instead for DeSantis this time. But I just think DeSantis is a much better option for Republicans in 2024 for a variety of reasons. But, you know, first and foremost, controversies that surround DeSantis are always for the right reason. You know, they're never self-inflicted wounds. DeSantis controversies are normally he's trying to keep, you know, second graders from learning about bisexuality or something like that. Like, the common sense things, issues that we can win on, issues the general public is going to be with us on, you know, 70-30 or more. And he takes on fights for the right reasons. And I also believe that, you know, the liberals don't like DeSantis, but they loathe Donald Trump. And when Trump's on the ballot, I think it boosts Democrat turnout. And I think it drags down GOP candidates from gubernatorial races, U.S. Senate races, Congress, state house, all the way down to dog catcher. I really think it hurt us in 2020. And DeSantis is the exact opposite effect. You know, when DeSantis is on the ballot in Florida, it took Florida from, I think, a 35,000 vote margin for governor, 0.3% of the vote, to a 19% margin, largest win in Florida history, the most number of votes any candidate's ever gotten for governor in Florida history. DeSantis did that in just 4 years. And he didn't just win himself. He pulled everybody else on the ballot up with him. The GOP had a red wave in the state of Florida with DeSantis at the top of the ticket because people said, hey, I like DeSantis. He's doing the things I agree with. He's a Republican. I'm going to vote straight R because I'm happy with the direction the state's moving. And they got rewarded with supermajorities in both chambers in the Florida legislature because of it. So I think, again, DeSantis is going to help other candidates. I think Trump could actually drag down some other candidates. And finally, I just think DeSantis is the fresh face we need. I mean, the guy's 44 years old. I think he's got three children. They're like 6, 4, and 2, something like that. I mean, just a young, cute family. What a great juxtaposition when the Democrats are putting up Joe Biden, who will be 82 years old. I think that's a really, really good look for the Republican Party. And I love that DeSantis is from a swing state. If you can take Florida and Texas out of play and just put those solidly in the GOP column, then we can go on offense. We can go to Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and we can Ohio. We can win these swing states. We might even have a shot in New Hampshire. We don't have to win very many of the states I just mentioned. We have the presidency.
Well, tell me this. DeSantis has not formally announced yet. Why would you why get ahead of this?
Great question. I'm hoping that my endorsement of him will build some momentum for him. DeSantis has the unfortunate problem of he still has to do his job. You know, Trump can go around and campaign 24/7, and indeed, he basically started for running for president even before the 2022 midterms. He was hinting at, I've got a big announcement coming up in a week. So DeSantis can't do that. He's still got to be governor. They're right in the middle of a legislative session. There's probably a number of good reasons that DeSantis is not announced for president. Now, I don't claim to have any kind of inside knowledge on if or when DeSantis is going to announce. But I'll say this, if he doesn't announce, it will be the first time in American history that somebody that has as high odds of becoming president as Ron DeSantis decides not to run. I think the guy can absolutely win. I think he's got to get through this session. He's got to wait. He wants to get a few more political wins under his belt this legislative session. He's still fighting Disney. You know, Disney's fighting back, and he's hinting at more things to come in that fight. I think he's trying to get constitutional carry across the finish line in Florida right now. Be the 26th state for the first time. We'll have a majority of states in America that will be true constitutional carry states. So there's a lot of things DeSantis probably needs to accomplish before he can come out and announce for president. But in the meantime, I want DeSantis and his campaign people to know that there are people in Alabama to support him, and there is a growing base. And you probably saw this when DeSantis came to Alabama last month. We had a record-breaking crowd at our winter dinner. We had 1,700 people come to hear Ron DeSantis. And this wasn't just open to the public. It was $200 a ticket to get in. And the previous record we had was back in 2011. We sold 1,100 tickets, and they were less money. I think they were 150 back then. So there is a lot of support for DeSantis out there. And I hope me coming out as first official in Alabama and a statewide official saying, I support Ron DeSantis, and I want him to announce for president, I hope that helps build the momentum for him.
Joined by State Auditor Andrew Sorrell here on the program, announcing his early endorsement for Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida for president. Well, Andrew, what does a guy like DeSantis have to do to win statewide in Alabama? I mean, you look at Trump pretty solid in Alabama right now. What would you suggest?
You know, DeSantis needs to continue not having self-inflicted wounds. I mean, sometimes all you have to do is not make mistakes and let the other person, the other campaign, make mistakes, and the polling will start to shift. He needs to work on building his name ID. He's going to have to make some more trips here. I mean, I think most people have heard the name DeSantis now, but honestly, if you go to Walmart, start asking random people, not everyone in there is going to know he's governor of Florida. I mean, they're just not. 99.9% of people in Walmart are going to know who Donald Trump is and that he's running for president again. So I think to catch Donald Trump, DeSantis is going to have to work on building his name ID. And I think he's going to have to get some more elected officials to come out and say, hey, we support Ron DeSantis. And I'm not under the illusion that me or some other elected official in Alabama endorsing DeSantis is going to somehow like put him over the finish line and get him 10% of the vote or anything like that. That's not how endorsements work. What happens when somebody hears the state auditor coming out and endorsing DeSantis is they think, oh, well, I'm going to look more into DeSantis so I can make an educated decision for myself. That's what I'm hoping to accomplish here.
Well, and then getting that, though, I mean, you look at the state, you got to look at, I guess, for strategy-wise, and you're Ron DeSantis, or you got to have people on the ground. I mean, like what do you, I wonder, because, I mean, like Trump's strongest congressional district in the United States was Adderholt's district. It's pretty solid. How do you kind of change minds? It seemed to be pretty made up.
Okay, so I think you're confusing the fact that and by the way, I live in Congressional District 4, so I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. But I think you might be confusing the fact that Donald Trump got over 80% of the vote in Congressional District 4 for support for Trump, because I think what that illustrates is not just support for Trump, but general Republican support. I mean, I think if you looked at any statewide candidate who ran in Alabama, I think all of them probably got close to 80% congressional District 4. So I would say that District 4 is a very, very red, very conservative place in Alabama, and possibly the most conservative in the nation. Now, did Donald Trump outperform some other candidates? Probably. I'm not saying he's not popular in District 4. Of course he is. He's popular everywhere in Alabama. But I don't think that that means that, you know, Trump gets 80% of the vote and only leaves 20% of the DeSantis to go after. That's not how these things work. You know, we've seen huge shifts in polling. People have said, oh, well, Trump is up 30 points on DeSantis. There's no way DeSantis can win. That's complete nonsense. You know, when I decided to run for state auditor, I ran a poll. There were five of us in the race, and I was at 8%. I was in fifth place, but I ended up state auditor. Like, things change. You run a campaign, and you educate the voters on why they should vote for you. Look no further than the U.S. Senate race. I remember when Mo Brooks was up 50 points on Katie Britt, you know, a year ago. But Katie Britt won the U.S. Senate race. So things change. People change their minds. They've got to get more familiar with DeSantis. And I think DeSantis can win the Southeast. I think if he spends time in Georgia and South Carolina and Alabama and Louisiana, I think he can pick off a bunch of those, like, Super Tuesday type states. And I think he can do really, really well there.
Well, whenever I had these discussions with my listeners, and the response is always, well, we know how good things were when Trump was president. That says it all, because he's done this before, and he's, you know, we had things. Things are going pretty good during the Trump years for us. How do you respond to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't disagree with that statement. I'm not anti-Donald Trump. I still like Donald Trump. I just think DeSantis is better. So my response to that would be, go talk to somebody in Florida. See how happy they are right now. Because I bumped into a lady from Jacksonville, Florida last week, and she raved about Ron DeSantis. And the people in Florida actually love Ron DeSantis so much, they don't want to lose him as governor. Like, a lot of them don't even want him to run for president because they're so happy with how things are going in Florida. And she said, our economy was so dependent on cruise ships coming in and those type things. And DeSantis fought back on these COVID mandates and lockdowns and restrictions. And he stood for liberty. And that made all the difference in our state. And we came back out of the pandemic faster than other states. So, yeah, I would say, you know, if you think America was good under Trump, look how good Florida has been under Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, I guess it's, you know, aside from Trump's baggage and the electoral aspects of it, when you just look at a straight up a policy debate, what do you see the distinction between what a Trump presidency would be versus a DeSantis presidency?
Yeah, a couple things. So, you know, one of the things that Trump did that disappointed me a little bit was he came out and he tweeted something to the effect of, if Republican candidates had listened to me about how we should be watering down abortion stances, we would have done better in 2022. I completely disagree with that. We are staunchly pro-life, especially in Alabama. We have the strongest in the nation abortion ban. And I was really disappointed that the president who put, you know, three Supreme Court justices on that helped overturn Roe v. Wade would then turn around and say, well, we need to weaken abortion restrictions. And, you know, then we won't appear so radical and we'll do better at the ballot box. I mean, that really disappointed me. So DeSantis is solidly pro-life. I think DeSantis is stronger on the Second Amendment. I think he's no compromise on the Second Amendment. He's done better, I think, at preventing the woke mob from overrunning our education system. Like I said, he bucked the trend on COVID restrictions, I would say far more than Trump did. I thought Trump let Fauci run amok a little bit there during some of the peak of the pandemic. And I think that DeSantis has done a better job of fighting woke corporations than Donald Trump. And again, I'm not meaning to sound critical of Trump. I like Trump. I just think DeSantis is superior in every area of public policy. And I believe he's more electable. And it's a two-part test when you run for public office. You have to be principled and viable. And having only one of the two doesn't work. We all know people who are great on the issues, but they're unelectable. And you don't want that person to be your nominee. And we all know people who are very electable, and they're lousy on the issues. Well, you don't want somebody to win that's not going to do what you want once they're in there. DeSantis is literally the perfect blend of personality and principle. And that's why I chose to come out really early and go ahead and offer my endorsement support.
And I guess I'll wrap it up on this. I mean, what do you see happening from here today? It's April 3rd. So We're a long way out. Is this going to be one of these situations? This is always how it goes, Andrew, where you got a lot of really hardcore Trump supporters, you got some DeSantis supporters, and we just sort of have the circular firing squad. Is there a way, any way to avoid that?
Well, I think so. I mean, first of all, you don't see DeSantis, you know, swinging back at Trump, really. He almost kind of just ignores him. When Trump refers to him as Ron DeSanctimonious right before his reelection, you know, in November of 22, DeSantis just brushes these things off. He doesn't engage in the personality type back and forth. He really keeps it on policy and running on his record, what he's accomplished as governor. And remember, as brutal as the 2016 primary was, I mean, we came out of that really bruised and beat up. There were a lot of people very unhappy Trump was the nominee. The Cruz people were furious with Trump because some things happened at the convention that it really, really upset them. But you know what? We all got together. We all supported Trump. I was a Cruz guy in 16 originally. I supported Trump in 2016. I went to Florida. I knocked doors for Trump. And, of course, Trump ended up winning Florida. And I'm so glad I put that effort in. But, you know, the fact remains, we all need to get behind the nominee, no matter who it is. If it's Trump, great. If it's DeSantis, wonderful. But we've got to have a united front because we have to defeat Joe Biden. And I think we need to have these arguments in the primary, and we need to sort out who is our best chance of beating Joe Biden. And once the public makes that decision, we just need everybody to get behind our nominee and get rid of Joe Biden.
Andrew, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on, and look forward to hearing from you soon.
Hey, appreciate the time, Jeff. Thank you.
No problem. Andrew Sorrell, our state auditor, announcing his endorsement of Governor Ron DeSantis. Unannounced, but likely, I think, presidential candidate. I'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Mona tried to tell me.